Please be seated. A prayer by Jacqueline Bergen and S. Marie Schwann reads, Lord my God, when your love spilled over into creation, you thought of me. I am from love, of love, for love. That prayer is beautiful. But it presents a challenge. Can we truly accept God's love? Lord, my God, when your love spilled over into creation, you thought of me. Really? Isn't that a little too much? A little overstated? Can it actually be a fact that not only there is a God and not only is there a nature of God's love, but the divine love that threw the stars and molded the dry land is actually directed at us? Us in particular. God is just longing to love us and rain down on us an abundance of grace and favor. And all we need to do is receive it. Can that really be? We know human love is less than perfect. We know all too well that the well of human love often runs dry. And we project our own small human experiences of finite love onto God. And the result is that we often think we must not be worthy of love, including God's, and we start thinking God's only got so much love to give. We sometimes live as if we might hear the following breaking news bulletin. Sources report that the price of God's love has gone up $5 a barrel due to high demand and short supply. Rather than thinking of God as God is known in our scripture and our liturgy and our faith tradition as the source of all love, unquenchable, unstoppable, self-giving love, with oceans full of love to give, we often think of God's love meted out in teaspoons full, eyedroppers full, and we need to qualify, even compete maybe, to get some of it. So when we hear today's parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we too willingly hear a self-righteous Pharisee says his prayers in the temple. He is prideful and self-congratulatory. A tax collector also says his prayers, but unlike the Pharisee, he is humble. God hears the prayers of the humble tax collector and does not listen to the self-righteous Pharisee. The moral of the story: be humble like the tax collector. Thank God I'm not like that Pharisee. And when we do that, that is the trap that we fall into. This is not a parable about winning God's love. This is not a story about substituting one bad way to try to get God to listen to you with a way that God likes. Rather, it's a story about two different people on the surface, yet who really are the same. They both need God's love and forgiveness. They are both loved and forgiven by God. The difference is that one is open to receiving the abundant love and one is not. The Pharisee's prayer is more of a report card. Dear God, just wanted you to know, I'm doing quite well, thank you very much. I give more than I need to. I'm keeping the commandments. I'm well regarded in the community. This is Pharisee signing off. The Pharisee asks nothing of God and goes home with nothing. On the other hand, there is the tax collector, a despicable fellow, a traitor to his community, making money off his neighbors to support the occupying Roman forces. And for some reason, who knows why, this tax collector comes into the temple knowing he needs God's love and mercy. He has done nothing to earn God's love. He is not deserving of it. He just needs it and asks for it. And he goes home aware of the abundant love flowing down on both himself and the Pharisee. But where the tax collector has opened up his heart and allowed God's love and mercy to wash over him, the Pharisee puts up his umbrella of self-fulfillment, has cloaked himself in a bubble of self-sufficiency, and all of the love of God that rains down on the righteousness and unrighteous alike just run off of him. This is a parable about God's abundant love for us and about whether we're going to take off our raincoats and dance in the rain or whether we're going to try to keep ourselves dry and distant and unaffected. The response to God's lavish love is to accept it, relish it, treasure it, and find as many ways as we can to give it away, to live out the image of God stamped on every one of us, the image of God's abundant love, to open our hands and hearts and stand in the stream of God's love and to use everything at our disposal to share this love with others. And in the church, we call this good stewardship. In church, we practice accepting that love by greeting one another in the peace of the Lord. We practice accepting that love by gathering at God's table, saying, "We need this food." We practice giving that love by praying for people, some of whom we don't even know, that they may be bathed in the river of God's delight. Today, we practice loving by recognizing and celebrating David's contributions to this parish. We practice giving that love by making our offerings of ourselves through our money, our talents, and gifts. We practice giving that love by going forth from this place, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit to love and serve the Lord. The love that moves the sun and the stars, the love that creates, sustains, and redeems the cosmos, is always uttering its eternal yes to our question, "Do you love me?" The only thing we need do is open ourselves to that love. When we stop reciting our resumes in the temple, the incarnate love of God meets us and embraces us, saying, "I know your pain, my beloved, and I forgive your sins. I know your emptiness, and I will fill it with my love."